This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. A resolution signed Monday in Springfield by officials at Missouri's two largest universities also served as another call by Governor Jay Nixon that legislators uphold his veto of HB 253 just 2 days before their annual veto session. From Springfield, Scott Harvey has this.
Nixon was joined by MSU President Cliff Smart and University of Missouri Chancellor Brady Deaton, who signed a resolution pledging that the schools will work together and with healthcare providers Mercy Springfield and Cox Health to train more healthcare professionals. Nixon signed a budget that includes $10 million to help the University of Missouri School of Medicine to increase its medical student class size and create a clinical campus in Springfield. $1.3 million was dedicated to help MSU establish an occupational therapy program. But he says there's a, quote, dark cloud that remains over this funding.
Because of the potential for a $1.2 billion hit to the state budget this year, if House Bill 253 became law, I restricted $400 million in spending in June. That included the funding for the programs we're discussing here today.
If his veto of the income tax cut bill is sustained, Nixon says this strategic investment by the two schools can move forward. Missouri lawmakers convene for a session Wednesday dedicated to overriding vetoes. I'm Scott Harvey.
The Columbia Board of Education has approved construction to begin on a nearly $19 million project to build a new elementary school northeast of Columbia, adjacent to Battle High School. The board approved a bid by K&S Construction of St. Louis, the lowest bidder for the project. The original budget for the project was $12 million, but the board increased that based on the projected need for capitalized interest and collective bond premiums. The board plans to allocate some of the funds to Hickman and Rockbridge High School gymnasium projects, in addition to increasing the project scope of Columbia's 21st elementary school. Columbia Public School spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the new elementary school will not be the only one in the near future.
The goal for the district is over the next 10 years to build four additional elementary schools, this one being one of those four that's planned. So we're excited to be moving forward with that process. Obviously, it's taken a long time for us to get to this point.
The project is part of the $120 million bond issue for school construction projects passed by voters in April 2010. The school is slated to open in the fall of 2015, and the Elementary School Naming Committee will decide the school's official title. And Southern Boone County schools are closed today, and the district's website says classes will resume tomorrow. The Boone County Journal reports this morning that officials closed schools after receiving what they called a, quote, credible bomb threat. The Journal quoted Southern Boone County Schools Superintendent Chris Felmley as saying he wanted to be sure the schools were safe before bringing students into the buildings, which were being checked this morning. An audit released yesterday finds that the Missouri Department of Revenue broke state law with its now defunct policy of scanning documents of driver's licenses and concealed carry applicants. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has this.
State Auditor Tom Schweik says DOR broke the law by not notifying applicants about the new scanning policy, which began last December and ended in July when Governor Jay Nixon signed a new state law that banned scanning the documents. But Schweik also says notifying applicants would have violated the 2009 state law that bars implementing the federal Real ID Act in Missouri, meaning that the state agency would have broken the law either way. The audit also states that the Missouri Highway Patrol did not break any law when it shared the state's list of concealed carry weapons holders with a federal investigator, while at the same time stating that revenue officials lacked the authority to compile the list. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.